Welcome to the second week of our series called It's Your Move. This series is about laying the groundwork that will allow God to move in your life in a mighty way. We all want blessings from God, but before he opens the windows of heaven, God often wants us to do something that will activate his grace, something that will switch on his favor in our lives. There are times when God wants us to take an important step of faith before he goes to work. In effect, he's saying, it's your move. Now, last week, we talked about a war that's going on inside all of us, a war between the flesh and the spirit. The flesh represents our carnal desires, things like jealousy, pride, anger, gluttony. We said that the flesh wants to rule, you know, control our minds and hearts, overpower what we think is best, and basically dictate how we live. The problem is the flesh doesn't know what's good for us, nor does it care. Often the flesh will try to get us to do things that are not good for us, that are unhealthy, things that will bring us down. The flesh does not know what's good for us and doesn't really care. But there is a better, different way of living. The scripture calls it walking in the spirit. And God will give you the grace to overthrow the dictatorship of the flesh and every day walk more and more in the joy of the Spirit. But first, you have to make the right move. As we said last week, you have to be willing to at least try your best to keep the word of Jesus, keep his command to love even when it's hard. Now, today I want to talk with you about getting a sneak peek. I know that sounds a little weird, but let me explain. I don't know how many of you came to our One World concert last month to support our missions program. I hope you did. We're going to be releasing a video pretty soon with some of the highlights. But one of the highlights, I've been told, is me playing the bass guitar there, or I should say trying to play the bass guitar, you know, on one of the songs. And I had not picked up that instrument in over 40 years. See, when I was 14 years old, I was in a garage band and played the bass. I was inspired after my older brother took me to my first rock concert. We went to see Molly Hatchet. No? A Southern rock legend. And they had the mullets to prove it. Anyway, it was amazing. I was so enamored and just over the moon, and I was awestruck about the band, and it was a great concert. And after it was over, my brother and I went around the block to the stage entrance of the theater, hoping to catch a glimpse of the performers on their way out. I would have given anything to shake their hands, give them a high five, or just, you know, get an autograph. Would have given anything for that. But we kept waiting and waiting and never saw the band. We ended up going home and giving up. But after that, my big dream as a teenager was to get a backstage pass to a rock concert like that, you know, where you can mingle with the band, sit in the green room with them, get to know them, watch them, get ready, and walk around in places that are not open to the public. It was my big dream. I say that because I think we all want that kind of special access sometimes, you know, an inside look, a private tour. We have a natural desire to get behind the scenes and experience a firsthand view of the inner workings of something we find fascinating. Now, not everyone has that privilege. You have to know the right people and you have to make the right moves. In the same way, when you get to know the right divine people and make the right spiritual moves, God will give you a sneak peek into his coming attractions. A special access to everything he's doing behind the scenes. An inside view of what's just over the horizon in your life. When the world first began, you know, God was not working alone. He did not work alone. He didn't fling stars into space, fashion the heavens, mark out the limits of the solar system by himself. He didn't establish the foundations of the world, bring forth seas and rivers, settle the mountains into their place without a little help. The first reading today says wisdom was there. Wisdom was there as God's craftsman. And all the while God was creating the world and the universe and everything that it holds, wisdom, it says, was playing on the surface of the earth and taking delight in everything God made. Wisdom had inside access, a backstage pass, so to speak, when at the moment when everything took shape and came into being. Now, what's interesting is that the passage does not describe the wisdom of God as a quality that he has, but as a unique and distinct person, a person who was present when time and space began. Jesus is often called the wisdom of God because he existed with God before all ages, before the world began. At the moment that God the Father performed the miracle of creation, his son Jesus was there, playing an important role, involved in a big way, part of the process. He operated behind the scenes to make everything come into existence through him. In fact, Scripture says, all things came to be through him, through Jesus, and without him, nothing came to be. You see, as God's beloved Son, he gave Jesus inside access into everything he was doing. Why am I telling you this? Because this is what God will do for you too, as his beloved son or daughter. He will give you priority access, so to speak, into everything he's doing, a behind-the-scenes look at what he is planning in your life. When you have faith enough to move mountains, so to speak, faith that trusts in your Creator to care for you and provide the best for you, the second reading today says he will give you special access to his grace. The gospel today puts it this way. The Spirit of truth will come to you. He will guide you to all truth and declare to you the things that are coming. Declare to you the things that are coming. See, when you have that kind of access, that sort of inside view, it changes everything. It means that when you're going through a difficult season in your life, things are going wrong, you've got problems at home, at work, you know, in your health, that you see it for what it is, an opportunity, as the second reading says, to grow in endurance, to strengthen your character, to develop greater trust and hope in what God can do. Most people just go ride the ups and downs of life without ever really making sense of it, getting bitter over disappointments, losing their faith when things go wrong, living day after day negative and discouraged. But that's not what you do. Because as a son or daughter of God, you are given a backstage pass behind the scenes of what everything God is doing in your life. And that means you know what's coming next. And that means that you don't get upset or depressed when things go wrong. You don't get discouraged when things don't work out as you plan them. You don't become upset when you have setbacks in your life. Because you understand that God is, his mighty hand is always working behind the scenes every day, recreating our fallen world, breathing his spirit into every broken place, healing every wound, restoring every hurt, every injustice, every wrong. Most people, all they can see is pain, loss, disappointment, unfairness. But when you have faith, you get a backstage pass and can see behind the scenes of everything that God is doing. The Spirit will declare to you the things that are coming, the good things that are coming down the line, the blessings that God is getting ready to pour out in your life, the victories that he has already promised and the promises he's already fulfilled in his plans to show out in your life in an amazing way. When you have a backstage pass, you get to see all that coming and you don't get discouraged over setbacks, even big ones. A friend of mine recently passed away after a long battle with cancer. It started in her pancreas and then spread to her liver and then all over her body. Her name was Teresa and she was only 55 years old. She was active here at St. Hilary, came every Sunday, joined a small group, helped out on our prayer team. She was an incredible, beautiful, brave soul with a deep and abiding faith. Well, one night, after doctors told her there was nothing more they could do, Teresa had a dream. She saw Jesus on a cloud. She said he was so beautiful, so radiant. She described the incredible love and sense of peace and warmth and joy that she felt in that moment. And as she was looking at Jesus, suddenly a beam of light came out of him and went straight into her chest. She said it was so powerful, it shook her whole body, woke her up out of the dream. But the next morning, she couldn't stop thinking about it. She went into her kitchen and looked out the window. And she saw something she'd never seen before. There was not a cloud in the sky except one. And it was formed in the perfect shape of a cross. In that moment, Teresa said she knew the dream had been real. It was a sign from God. About a month later, I went to visit her and brought along the holy oils to anoint her with the sacrament of the sick. And we prayed, and then after we prayed, we talked for a while. I asked her how she was feeling. You know, she said that she was kind of weak, didn't have a lot of energy. Then I asked her whether she was afraid. She looked at me and said, "I will be grateful if God heals me." She still held out hope. But then she said, "I will be grateful also if he chooses to call me home." There was no fear, no doubt, no hesitation on her face at all. A week later, Teresa went home to be with the Lord. She was unafraid, even in the face of death, because God had given her special access to his grace. Through that dream, she had an inside view, an inside look of all that awaited her in heaven. The Spirit revealed to her, declared to her the things that were coming for her, and she knew there was nothing to fear. In the gospel passage today, Jesus explained to his disciples why they had to wait for the Spirit of truth, why they couldn't just know everything right then. He said, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." He was saying that they were not ready for full access. They couldn't handle going behind the scenes now, seeing everything that God was preparing for them in their lives, all the hardships they would have to go through for the sake of the gospel, all the responsibility they would have to bear for transforming the world as his apostles. It would have been too much for them. The experience would have been too intense, too overwhelming. The disciples' understanding of Jesus and his mission was still developing. They needed more time to grow and mature in their faith. And the same is true for us. I believe great things are coming in your lives. Great things, healing, abundance, new opportunities, achievements, good breaks, peace in your family. God is getting prepared to move in your life. And when you have the faith to believe it, to accept it, to understand it, and to handle it, that's when the Spirit will reveal to you, pull the curtain away, and show you the inner workings of what God is doing in your life. The Spirit will declare to you the things that are coming for you. Our part, the move we have to make, is to believe it, is to get ready, to be open, to be prepared to bear whatever God has planned for our lives. About a month ago, all the priests of the Archdiocese met together for 3 days of continuing education. We heard some powerful speakers. One of them told us about his personal struggle with addiction that God had finally freed him from after so many years. And he said, now he counsels other people, and he said, "You know, the big mistake that a lot of people make with addiction is they try to break it themselves. And then they almost always fail doing that, and they fall into a vicious cycle of shame and self-loathing that leads them right back to the same addictive behavior, if not worse. The key," he said, "is not more willpower, greater self-control, or discipline. The key," he said, is having enough faith to believe that God is reliable, that he can heal you. Having enough faith to entrust yourself to his fatherly care, whether it's an addiction or some other problem in your life. Today we celebrate Holy Trinity Sunday, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And from all eternity, God poured out himself for his Son, and his Son responded with complete and perfect obedience and trust. And from that eternal movement of God the Father giving everything to his Son and his Son Jesus entrusting himself to the Father came the bond of love, the Holy Spirit. It's the most complicated, misunderstood, difficult to understand, but also the most beautiful doctrine ever, in my opinion. And it gathers, it unifies all of us as Christians because we all believe it despite our differences. Jesus entrusted himself to his Father's care, and God gave his beloved Son special access into everything he did at the dawn of creation and for the rest of time and for all eternity. And the same is true for you. When you have the faith to entrust yourself to his fatherly care, when you have the faith to believe he is entirely reliable, absolutely dependable, worthy of all trust, then you will have special access, priority access to his grace. And he will give you a sneak peek into all the incredible, amazing, incomprehensible things that are to come. So get ready. It's your move.